Masechet Shabbat in memory of Marcel and Jack Shasho. Ruach Adonai Tanichim Began Eden. Amen.
Daf Kuf Lamed. Today's daf has been sponsored by Catch Judaica on Kings Highway and East 7th in Brooklyn. We ask all our listeners to please support all our patrons. Thank you. Today's daf is being studied by Alu Nishmat, Hacham Baruch, Rafael ben Miriam, and Avraham ben Esther. Ruach Hashem, Tanichem, Began Eden, Amen. We begin the 19th perek of Masechet Shabbat. Rashi tells us that our opening Mishnah is actually a continuation of the last line of the Mishnah of the last perek, that said, Osin kol surche mila b'shabbat, that we're allowed to do all the needs for a brit mila on Shabbat. So now the Gemara and the Mishnah will discuss the laws of brit mila on Shabbat. And the Mishnah begins, Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Rabbi Eliezer says, Im lo hevi kli me'ereb Shabbat, if a person did not bring the knife in order to do the circumcision, they call that knife an ismal. If he did not bring the ismal from Friday, let's say, to the house where they were going to do the brit milah, mivio b'shabbat. So he's allowed to bring the ismal on Shabbat, even if he's going to bring it in the reshut harabim. Rabbi Eliezer allows to do all the necessary things for a brit milah, even things that could have been done from before Shabbat, like preparing the knife. But if one didn't, it is permissible to bring it on Shabbat, even in a public domain, as we will see. Meguleh, the Mishnah makes a condition that you must bring it exposed, meaning not to put it in your pocket, covered, but you have to carry it in the public domain, exposed. The Gemara will explain why. Tosfot over here has a question. Why not, instead of allowing the knife to be carried, which is definitely, in normal cases, an isur de'oraita, why not carry the baby to the knife? Now the baby, Tosfot says, would be considered high noseet atzmo, like we learned, and since high noseet atzmo is only drabanan, so why transgress it the oraita to carry a knife, carry the baby, which is only drabanan, minimize the isur? That Tosfot answers two answers. Answer number one, he says, that by carrying the baby to the knife, after the brit milah, you're going to have to carry the baby back to its mother that's in the house. And therefore, after the brit milah, where the baby is sick, obviously, so we do not say the rule of hay noseh et atzmo. We only say hay noseh et atzmo when there's mobility, when the baby moves and stuff. But after a brit milah, circumcision, the baby is sick, and therefore there is no hay noseh et atzmo. So you're going to have to carry something that's Yisur D'oraita regardless. So therefore, we might as well carry the knife to the child from the beginning in order to do the brit milah. Second answer of the Tosafot, it's quicker to bring the knife to the child than the child to the knife. And therefore, we want to expedite the brit milah. Therefore, we bring the knife to the child. Mishnah continues, Upsakana, the time of danger, meaning when the Romans decreed that the Jewish people cannot circumcise their children, mechasehu, so he brings the knife to the child on the Milah day, on Shabbat, but he brings it covered, al pi edin, with witnesses. Now again, the reason why you need witnesses, meaning you show it to another person, to tell him exactly what you're doing, that you're carrying this knife for a brit milah. in order that the people will not come to suspect you. And if they do, already you revealed your da'at to two witnesses, so everybody will know that you were in the right. Ve'od amar Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer said another thing. Kortim esim la'asot pechamim la'asot barzel. On Shabbat, if, let's say, there is no izmal for the Brit Milah available, so he says, you're allowed to cut wood in order to make coals, in order to fashion a piece of iron, in order to use that piece of iron as a knife for a Brit Milah. Meaning, Rabbi Eliezer allows you to actually make a barzel, a piece of iron, usable for a circumcision. Even the beginning of the process, chopping the tree down, making the fire to make the coal, and putting the iron in the coal in order to heat it up, in order to fashion it to be usable as a sakin for a Brit Milah. Klal Amar Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva has a rule. Kol melacha she'efshar la'asota me'ayreb Shabbat, any melacha that could have been done from Friday, ena doha et ha-Shabbat. It does not push away Shabbat. Meaning, if you could have done it before Shabbat, for example, the knife of the Brit Milah, this could have been brought from Friday. If a person did not bring it on Friday, so then he cannot bring it on Shabbat. And for that matter, any melacha for the Brit Milah that could have been done Friday, if it was not done, it cannot be done on Shabbat. She'ev shalah suta me'ayrev Shabbat. But any melacha that could not be done from Friday, for example, the circumcision itself, because the circumcision is on the eighth day. So then the Mishnah says, Dohe et ha-Shabbat. So it will push away the Shabbat, meaning you definitely circumcise on Shabbat. So it comes out in our Mishnah, we have a machloket between Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Akiva. Are we allowed to mehalel Shabbat for a Brit Milah on things that could have been done beforehand? Rabbi Eliezer says yes, and Rabbi Akiva says no. Gemara. Iba Yalehu Ta'amad Rabbi Eliezer. The reason of Rabbi Eliezer that said that when one carries the knife for the Brit Milah on Shabbat, he carries it Megule exposed. What is the reason why he does that? Mishum Chebube Mitzvah. Is it to show the endearment of the mitzvah of Milah, that it even is Mechalel Shabbat, and therefore you walk with the knife exposed? Or Dilma Mishum Hajda. Or maybe the reason is so people do not suspect you of carrying something Be'isur. Maybe they'll think he's carrying something else. So you walk with it exposed, so everybody will know you're carrying something that you're allowed to. So what is the reason? So the Gemara says, there might not come in. What's the difference? Meaning that difference will be, can you carry the knife covered, can you carry the knife covered al pi aydim by telling aydim first what you're doing? Can you do that on Shabbat in a place, in a time, of course, where there is no sakana? Is that an option? If you're telling me no, the reason why you carry it revealed is to show how endeared the mitzvah of Milah is, migule in mechuse lo. They only want you to carry it revealed and not covered. Ela iamat mishum hajda. But if you say the reason is hashad, is also because of suspicion, afilu mechuse shapir dame. Then even if you carry it concealed, so long as you did it in front of the Eidim witnesses, it'll be okay. So basically the Gemara's question is, what's the reason why you have to carry it exposed on Shabbat? Is it because of Chibub Mitzvah? Then that would be the only way you can carry it. Or is it because of Hashad? Because we don't want people to suspect us. Well, if that's the case, you can also carry it concealed so long as you did it in front of two witnesses. So they'll vouch for you that you didn't do it for another purpose, but a mitzvah. The Gemara says, "My itmar." We have a statement. Amar of Levi, the amar of Levi Eliezer, ena lechibubeh mitzvah. Clearly, the reason of Levi Eliezer is chibub mitzvah to show how much the mitzvah milah is habib to a person, and therefore only exposed can he carry the milah knife. Tanya Namiach, we have a brighter to support this. Mivio Megule. You bring it exposed. The en Mivio Mechuse. And you do not bring it covered. Devre Rabbi Eliezer. Amar of Asher. Matnitin Name Daika. Our Mishnah is also precise and Meduyeket like this. The Ketani, because it says in our Mishnah, ובשעת הסכנה מכסהו על פי עדים. It says in the Mishnah that only in times of danger, when milah was forbidden by the goyim, then you cover it when you carry it with edim. However, the Gemara says, בסכנה אין. Yeah, in sakana you bring it covered. שלא בסכנה לא. But in not a time of sakana, no. Meaning, when there's no danger, then you carry the Brit Milah knife, totally exposed. Shmat Minah, Mishum Chibubeh Mitzvah Shmat Minah. Conclusive proof that the reason is Chibub Mitzvah. Tanya Yidach, we have a Braita. Mivio Meguleh Ve'en Mivio Mechuseh. Again, the Braita says you bring the knife revealed, exposed, and not covered. Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Yehuda Omer Mishum, Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Yehuda said in the name of Rabbi Eliezer, Nohagim hayu b'shat ha-sakana, shayu mivi'in mechuseh al pi edim, that the custom was only in times of danger, they would carry the knife of the Brit Milah, covered, concealed, mechuseh, showing it to witnesses first, in order that they should not be suspected of carrying something else. It seems they would go to the witnesses first and show them, listen, I need to carry this knife, it's for the Brit Milah, and they'd see him put the knife in his pocket. So again, if anybody questions, already the Edim can, so to speak, testify that he was in the right. Now the question of the Gemara is, Ibaya lehu, Edim de ka'amar. These witnesses that you say that you have to put it in your pocket in front of, Ihu behad, is he considered one? Meaning, Ihu, the fellow that's carrying could be one witness, and a second guy, and a second witness. Or dilma, hu vitre. Or does it mean he himself with two others? So the Gemara answers, Tashema. Upsakana mechaseu al pi edim. It says that he has to use witnesses, edim. I amad bishlama hu vitre shapir. If you say it's him and two others that are watching him, that's very good why the Mishnah used the word edim. Because we know a person cannot be a witness on himself. So from the fact that you're calling them edim, it must be two other people besides himself. Elayamat hu vehad. But if you say it's him and another person, my Edim, how can it call both of them Edim? After all, he cannot be an Ed, a witness, on himself. So the Gemara says, no, it's still okay. Shere'uyim la'id bimkom ahed, which means that they have to be worthy to be witnesses somewhere else. Meaning, really, I could tell you that the person that's carrying the Izmal can be one witness, plus another person. And the reason why it's called Edim is that they have to be able to be witnesses in another case. for example, the fellow and a non-relative. The fellow and a non-relative see that they're putting the knife in his pocket for the milah, that'll be okay. Why are they called edim? Because in another court case, this fellow and a non-relative are considered kasher edim. So therefore, for this, you don't need actual testimony. If there was not a court case over here, you just need somebody to see that he was doing it for the mitzvah. So therefore, he qualifies with somebody else to be that, so to speak, witness. The Gemara continues. Ve'od amar Rabbi Eliezer. Tanu Rabbanan. Bimkomosh Rabbi Eliezer. Hayu kortim etzim la'asot pechamim. La'asot barzel b'shabbat. In the place of Rabbi Eliezer, they used to cut wood on Shabbat in order to make coals, in order to fashion the iron for a brit milah. In Kolosh Rabbi Yosei Gilili, in the place of Rabbi Yosei Gilili, hayu ochlin basar of bechalav. They used to eat chicken with milk. Even though we know the Torah forbids to eat meat and milk, Rabbi Yosei Gilili said it does not apply to chicken and milk, not from the Torah and not from the rabbis. Levi ikla lebe Yosef Rishba. Levi found himself in the house of Yosef, the trapper. That was his trade. He was a trapper. Kiribu le resha de tafta behalba. So they served Levi, the head of a taftah, which is a peacock, behalba, with milk. Lo akal. Levi did not eat. Ki ata lekamed Rabbi, when he came in front of Rabbi, amar le, amai lo tashmitinu. How come you don't put this Yosef Rishba in cherem? How could he serve me milk with a bird, with a chicken? How is that permissible? They should put him in chayrim for this. The Gemara says, Amar le atred Rabbi Yehuda ben Beterahava. He says, that place is the place of Rabbi Yehuda ben Beterah. He's the rabbi of that place. The Amina and I said, Dilma darash lehu ki Rabbi Yosei Gilili. Maybe he follows Rabbi Yosei Gilili's opinion that allows chicken and milk. Nitnan, because we have a Mishnah. Rabbi Yosei Gilili omer, Ne'emar lo tochdu kol nebela. So that tells us we cannot eat a nebela. That's a kosher animal that was not slaughtered properly. So the Torah tells you, you cannot eat a nebela. And in the same pasuk it says, Ne'emar lo tevashel gedi b'chalev immo. That you're not allowed to have meat and milk. So the Gemara says, Et she'asur mishum nevela, the types of meat that are asur because of nevela, asur levashel behalav. So those same types of meat are asur to cook with milk. Of she'asur mishum nevela, so chicken and birds are also asur mishum nevela, meaning you have to slaughter them. And if they're not slaughtered properly, they're nevela. So they should also apply to the law of lota bashil gedi b'halev imo, that you're not allowed to cook or eat milk and meat. Yachol ye asur lebashil b'halav. Are we going to say that it's going to be asur to cook it with milk or eat it? Tamud omar b'halev imo. The Torah tells us you cannot cook it with its mother's milk. Yatsa of, to exclude birds and poultry, she'en lo halav em, because they do not give milk. Where other animals, like a cow, for example, or a goat, gives milk, so therefore the law of basar b'chalav will apply. And since the Torah says, do not eat meat in its mother's milk, and a chicken, poultry, does not have mother's milk, so therefore it is mutar according to Rabbi Yosef HaGilili. And therefore, Rabbi said, I'm not going to put anybody in Harem in that town, because Rabbi Yehuda ben Betera, who is the rabbi of the town, probably holds like Rabbi Yosef HaGilili. Therefore, he has what to rely on. I'm not Rabbi Yitzhak. Ir Achat Haya Be'erish Israel. There was a certain city in the land of Israel. Shehayu Osin Kerabili Eliezer. That they used to follow the opinion of the Rabbi Eliezer. Meaning, they used to carry the knife on Shabbat, and when they didn't have a knife, they would cut trees and make coals to make the knife. Vayu metim bizmanam. And everybody would die their proper time. There were no premature deaths in that town. Velo od ela, not only that, shepam ahad kazra malchut ha'resha. One time, the wicked government, the Romans, made a gezerah al Yisrael al abira, that the Jewish people cannot circumcise their children, v'al ota ha'ir lo gazra. But on that city, they did not make the gezerah, which means they were saved from the decree of the Romans. They were still allowed to do Brit Milah. The Ben Ish Chai explains the Midah Keneged Midah. There's a pasuk that says by Brit Milah, Va'omar lach bedamayich hayi, Va'omar lach bedamayich hayi. That with the blood of Milah, there's life. And therefore, since they sacrificed themselves for the mitzvah of Brit Milah, so nobody died prematurely. On the contrary, it gave them life. Comes the Gemara and continues, Tanya, we have a braita. Rabban Shimon Gamliel Omer, Kol mitzvah shekibelu alehem besimha, any mitzvah that the Jewish people accepted upon themselves, besimha, happily, kegon milah, like the mitzvah of milah. How do we know the Jewish people accepted the mitzvah of milah happily? Dichtiv, because the pasuk says, Sas anochi al imratecha kemose shalal rab. David HaMelech says in Tehilim, Sas anochi, I am thrilled, I am joyed al imratecha, on your word, on your commandment. That she says, this is referring to a singular commandment, imratecha, singular commandment, which was the first commandment that God gave Abraham Abinu to circumcise himself. And this mitzvah, as she tells us, is different than all mitzvot, because this mitzvah is always with us, whereas mezuzah is only when we're in the house, tefillin is only while we're wearing it. The mitzvah of Brit Milah is constant. The Midrash says that once David HaMelech went into a bathhouse, and he was undressed, and he was concerned that momentarily he was without any mitzvot. After all, he did not have his talit, his seat, his tefillin, until he remembered the Brit Milah, and on that he said, Sas anochi al imratecha, that he was rejoiced that he has the Brit Milah that's with him all day. And the Pasuk says, Kemotze shalral rav, like finding a great treasure. So the Gemara says that any mitzvah that we did b'simcha, adayin osin ota b'simcha, still years later, the Jewish nation still do it b'simcha. For example, at every Brit Milah, we make a party. That's as a result of the way we accepted it at the time that it was given. So we're still rejoicing at the Brit Milah. Tosfot tells us that Abraham Abinu, it says, Vayas Abraham Mishte Gadol Beyom Higamel Et Yitzhak. That Abraham made a big party Beyom Higamel Et Yitzhak. What is Higamel? So he says it's a combination of two words. Hag Mal. Mal is Brit Milah. Hag He Gimal is Gematria 8. Meaning Abraham Abinu made a party on the 8th day that he circumcised Yitzhak Abinu. The Gemara continues. V'chol mitzvah shekibbelu alehem b'ketata. Any mitzvah that the Jewish people accepted upon themselves, the ketata, meaning fighting or upset, where they weren't happy about it. Kegon arayot, for example, the laws of forbidden relations, which means the Torah told us that certain family members, it is forbidden for us to marry. And when we receive that law, it says, Dichtiv, Vayishma Moshe Ta'am, Moshe heard the Jewish people, Boche Lemishpechotav. They were crying to their families. Gemara explains, Al Eske Mishpechotav. They were crying on the laws of their families, meaning they were upset that now they were commanded that they were not allowed to marry relatives. So the Gemara says, since they accepted it with problems, Adayin Osin Ota Beketata. So till today, there is still Ketata, there is still quarrels at the time of marriage. Veleka Ketuba Velo Damu Gra Tegra. Because there is no Ketuba that is signed that does not have some fighting to go along with it. Meaning, at the time of the Ketubah, the families fight how much money will be given and how much dowry, etc. So these things still take place today. Since it was accepted, the Ketata, with quarreling, so till today, all Ketubot have quarreling at the time that they are signing it. Tanya, we have a Braita. The Bishimon ben Elazar Omer, Kol mitzvah shemasru Yisrael atzman alehen lemita b'shat gezerat ha-malchut. Any mitzvah that the Jewish people sacrificed their lives for it, even at the point to the point of death, at the time that the goyim made decrees against us, kegon avodat kochavim, like idolatry, umila, and circumcision, adayin hi muhzeket biyadam. Those mitzvot, they are still fulfilling today. Those mitzvot are still being fulfilled by Klal Yisrael. V'chol mitzvah shelo masru Yisrael atzman aleha lemita b'shat gezrat ha-malchut, and any mitzvah that the Jewish people did not sacrifice themselves to keep the mitzvah at the time that the goyim made decrees against it, kegon tefillin, like the mitzvah of tefillin, adayin hi merupeh beyadam. These mitzvot are still weak in their hands, meaning they don't fulfill them properly. Damar av yanai, tefillin sirichim gufnaki kelisha ba'al kenafayim. Tefillin need a clean body. Person who wears a tefillin, his body must be clean, like a fellow called Elisha Baal Kenafayim. We're going to read a story about this man, that a miracle happened to him. And the Tosafot explains early in the Masechet, that if a miracle happened to this man, through his tefillin, must be, he wore them properly, must mean he had a clean body when he was wearing his tefillin. And therefore the Gemara says that tefillin need a clean body like Elisha Baal Kenafayim. Baal Kenafayim literally means the man of the wings. We will see why they call them the man of the wings. Maihi, what is a clean body? Amar Abaye shelo yafiyah behem, that he should not pass wind while he's wearing a tefillin. Rava Amad shelo yishan bahem. Rava says he shouldn't sleep with the tefillin. Again, the reason would be because if he sleeps with the tefillin, he might pass wind while he's sleeping, or according to the Tosafot earlier, he might become a ba'al keri. So therefore, you need a clean body. Ve'amai karu le'elisha ba'al kenafayim. Why do they call this man Elisha ba'al kenafayim? Shepa'am arat gazda malchut tereshha gezera al Yisrael. The wicked nations made a decree against the Jewish people. Shekol amaniyach tefillin al rosho, anybody that wears tefillin on their heads, exposed, yekru et moho, they're going to burn their head, meaning they're going to chisel out that spot of the tefillin that's worn on the head. V'haya Elisha maniyach tefillin. Elisha wore his tefillin. V'yatza l'shuk. And he went out to the market. V'ra'ahu kazdur echad. And a certain officer of the Romans saw him. Zat melefanav. So he ran from in front of him. V'ra'at v'charav. And the officer chased Elisha. Kevan shegiya etzlo, when he caught up to him, natlan merosho, so Elisha took the tefillin off his head, ve'ahazan biyado, and put them in his hand. Amadle, ma biyadecha, the officer told Elisha, what's in your hand? Amadlo kenfeyona, he said, the wings of a dove. Pashat et yado, and sure enough, he opened his hand, and sure enough, there were the wings of doves in his hand. His tefillin turned into wings of doves. Therefore, hayu korin oto ba'al kenafayim. So that's what they called him, the man of the wings, because of that miracle. The Gemara asks, "May shena kanfei yona?" Why did he say wings of doves? That he told them, v'lo amalish ad ofot, and he did not say to him other birds, mishum tedam ya kineset Yisrael leyona, because the Jewish people are analogous to a dove. Shnei emad, kanfe yona nechpa bakesef, ve'evroteha birakrak harutz. Ma yona zu, just like a dove. Kenafeha maginot aleha, it protects itself with its wings, not like other birds that protect themselves with their beaks. The dove protects itself with its wings. Ap Yisrael mitzvot maginot aleihem. So too the Jewish people do not protect themselves in the conventional way, but they protect themselves with the mitzvot. Therefore, he said, the wings of a dove. Now, the opinion of the Tosafot is that even Elisha Baal Kenafayim was not willing to sacrifice his life for the Midrash Tefillin. Because if he would have sacrificed his life, he would have said that he's wearing Tefillin. And the fact that he covered up and said that they are the wings of a bird, of a dove, so even Elisha did not want to sacrifice his life for the tefillin. So therefore you see that since the people did not sacrifice their life for the mitzvah, so till today the mitzvah is not done accordingly. Gemara continues. Amar of Abba, Bar of Adah, Amar of Yitzhak, Amachad Shachu. One time they forgot. Ve'lo heviyu izmal me'erib Shabbat. They forgot to bring the knife of the Milah from Friday. Ve'evi'uhu v'Shabbat. And they brought the knife on Shabbat. Derech gagot v'derech hatzerot. They carried it over roofs of different homes and through courtyards. Hatzerot, those are private domains, the courtyards. However, we're talking in a case where they did not make erubei hatzerot, which means the dwellers of a hatzer must all combine to make the hatzer a private domain for them to carry. These hatzerot that we're talking, they were not combined with an eruv. And the Gemara says this was done shelo birtzon Rabbi Eliezer. This was done against the will of Rabbi Eliezer. Because again, Rabbi Eliezer, we learned in our Mishnah, allows you to carry the knife even in a public domain. So he did not want them to carry it in over roofs and in the courtyards, even though you could minimize the Isur by that, but still it would slow them down. And in order to expedite the Brit Milah, He'd rather you carry it through the Reshut HaRabim so you don't have any delay. So this was against the Bidi Ha'ezer. Matkif Lad of Yosef. Gemara has a question. Rabbi Yosef has a question. Shelo Birson Rabbi Eliezer. You're telling me this is against the will of Rabbi Eliezer? Adraba. Rabbi Eliezer hu deshari. What do you mean? Rabbi Eliezer allowed Hilul Shabbat for Brit Milah. Vechi tema shelo Birson Rabbi Eliezer. Maybe you'll tell me, you know why it was against Rabbi Eliezer? Deshari afilu birshut Rabim. Because Rabbi Eliezer allows it to be done even in the public domain. Ela birson rabbanan, the asru derech reshut harabim. So who were they following? The rabbi's opinion that say it's forbidden to carry the knife in the reshut harabim? Vesharu derech gagot, derech hatzerot, the karfifiyot. But they allow to carry the knife in rabbinical domains, meaning like the roofs of the houses, the hatzerot, the courtyards, that there was no eruv, or karfifiyot. Those are enclosed areas that also have a status of a rabbinical domain. Are you telling me that the rabbis would say it's permissible? Umi sharet? Do they say it's permissible? That, and yeah, we have a braita. Keshem she'en mivin oto derech reshut harabim. Just like you can't bring the knife on Shabbat in the public domain. Kach en mivin oto. Lo derech gagot. Ve'lo derech kerpifiyot, ve'lo derech hatzerot. So the Hakamim say that just like you cannot bring the knife through the public domain, you cannot bring it through these rabbinical domains either. So then the question, we go back. When it says that they brought the knife to these rabbinical domains, it says they did it shelo birson Rabbi Eliezer. We understand because Rabbi Eliezer says you can even bring it in the Shut Rabim. But it's also shelo birson Hakamim. Because they say, if you didn't bring the knife to Erev Shabbat, you cannot bring it at all. Which means, we will not let the Milah take place. Even though Brit Milah is punishable by Karet, however, the Hachamim were strict and did not allow even a rabbinical transgression to bring the knife through a Hatzer, even in a place where there is Karet. So then, the question is, they weren't following not the Rabbi Eliezer and not the Hachamim. So that's what the Gemara says. Ela Amar Rav Asher, Shelo Birson Rabbi Eliezer. These people that brought the knife in the Hatzer, they weren't following the Rabbi Eliezer. Umachlukto. And the one that opposes the Rabbi Eliezer, meaning Hachamim, which is the Rabbi Akiva, that says that you can't even do a rabbinical transgression. So who are they going like? Ela Birson Rabbi Shimon. They were following the opinion Rabbi Shimon, Ditnan, because we have a Mishnah, Rabbi Shimon Omer, Echad Gagot, Vechad Kerfifiyot, Vechad Chaserot, Kulan Reshut Echad, Hen Lekelim Sheshavtu Betocham, Velo Lekelim Sheshavtu Betoch Habayit. Rabbi Shimon has an interesting shita. He says that true, if a person did not make an Eruv in the Hatzer, you cannot carry from the Hatzer to the houses, from the houses to the Hatzer. However, kelim that were in the Hatzer from before Shabbat, it is permissible to carry them in a Hatzer. And for that matter, you can carry them from one Hatzer to another, or from a Hatzer to an enclosed area called a Karpef, or to the roof. All these areas are considered one area for vessels that were in the Reshut from before Shabbat. So we're talking about a case like this. Must be they had the knife in the Hatzer from before Shabbat. So they took this knife now, and they carried it over roofs into another Hatzer, let's say. And let's say, obviously, you have to say that the Milah was being done not in the house. The Milah must have been performed in the Hatzer itself. And therefore, according to the Bishamon, there's no problem. He allows carrying from one Hatzer to another, so long as the item was in the Hatzer before Shabbat. So let's review. Comes out we have three opinions. We have Rabbi Eliezer that says you can even carry the knife in a public domain. You have the Hakamim that say you can't do anything. If you didn't bring the knife from before Shabbat, you cannot even bring it in a rabbinical domain. And you push the Brit Milah off to the next day. And the Bishimon says, no, if it's in a Hatzer, and the knife was in the Hatzer from before Shabbat, you can move the knife in the Hatzer, and you can even move it from one Hatzer to the roof in order to do the Brit Milah. So that's the opinion of the Bishimon. Rabbi Ziram, Rabbi Aser. Now the question was asked by the Bizera to Rav Aser. Mavui, shelo nishtatefubo. What is a mavui? So we explained several times. The mavui was the alleyways that were in front of the Hatzer. Used to have many Hatzerot, and when they used to leave their Hatzer, there was a common alleyway. Most of these alleyways had three walls, meaning the dead end, the back wall, the two sides, and it was opened to the Reshut HaRabim. That's the way they would exit. They would leave their Hatzer into this alley and walk out into the Reshut HaRabim. Now, in order to carry in this Mavui, from the Torah, it's considered a private domain. However, the rabbis demanded that one must make a shituf. What is shituf? Meaning that all the members of the different chatzerot that are in front of this mavui must combine together and join to make the mavui a shared domain. That is called shitufe mivuot. So it comes out, the people that used to live in a chatzer, they would need to make two types of eruvin. Number one, the members of the chatzer itself would need to make eruvin chatzerot to allow the people in the homes to carry from their homes to the chatzer. Now all the individual chatzerot would have to make another type of eruv in order to allow them to carry from their chatzer, the courtyard, into the alleyway. The reason the rabbis demanded this is because the mavui looks like a reshut harabim, because there's a lot of people walking through, and it's also open to the reshut harabim, so they wanted to make it different than the reshut harabim, so therefore they didn't want people to confuse the mavui with the reshut harabim, lest they come to carry in a real full-fledged reshut harabim, so therefore they demanded to make this type of eruv. So now the question that Rabbi Zera said, you have a mavui, they did not make the proper eruv between all the chatzerot. Mao letaltel bekulo. Can you carry things that were in the mavui from before Shabbat? Meaning, let's say you have a knife that's at one end of the mavui. Can I carry it to the other end of the mavui? Meaning, I understand I cannot carry from the chatzer to the mavui. But what about items that were left in the mavui from before Shabbat? Are we allowed to carry in the mavui? Mi amrinan ki chatzer dame. Do we say that the mavui is similar to the chatzer? Ma chatzer, just like a courtyard. Afal gav de lo erbu. Even though you did not make the proper eruv, mutar letaltel bekulo, it is still permissible to carry items that were in the chatzer from before Shabbat. So that would be permissible, which means everybody holds that in the Hatzer itself, you can carry items that were in the Hatzer from before Shabbat. You cannot go from the house to the Hatzer, but things that were in the Hatzer you can carry throughout the Hatzer. Now the only opinion that we mentioned earlier was Rabbi Shimon. He says you can even go from one Hatzer to another Hatzer. You can go from one Hatzer to a roof. He's more lenient, but everybody holds in the same chatzer itself on items that were there from before Shabbat, even if there's no eruvei chatzerot, you can carry them. So the Gemara says, "Hainames or the mavui too, afal pkav delo nishtatefubo." Even though they didn't make a shituf, mutar letaltel bekulo. It should be permissible to carry throughout. Or dilma, or maybe we'll say lo damer lachatzer. Maybe it's not similar to a chatzer. The chatzer itle dalad mechitzot. First of all, a chatzer has four walls, and therefore it's really a reshut yachid, a private domain. Hi, Letli adalet mechitzot. The mavui doesn't have four walls. It only has three. So it could be it's worse. Iname, and furthermore, chatzer itle diyurin. The chatzer has dwellers, residents. People live in the chatzer, in the houses. And therefore it's more like a private domain. Hai, letli diyurin. The mavui doesn't have dwellers or residents. Therefore it's more like a public domain. And therefore maybe they will not allow you to carry something in the mavui. So this question was asked to Rav Aseh. Yemalat says, Shatik. He kept quiet. Velo amale velamide. He didn't say anything. He did not respond. Zimnin, sometimes, Ashkeche, they found, Rabbi Zera found Rav Aseh. Diyativ v'ka'amar. That Rav Aseh sat and said, Amar Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish. He was saying statements from Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish. And he said, Mishum Rabbi Yehuda Nasi. One time they forgot to bring the knife of the Brit Milah from Friday. The Shabbat. And they brought the Milah knife on Shabbat. And the thing that they did was difficult in the eyes of the rabbis. How could they leave the opinion of the rabbis that say you cannot transgress the Shabbat with such a case? How did they leave the rabbi's opinion and follow the Rabbi Eliezer? Why? Why is that so bad? Well, Hada, the Rabbi Eliezer, Shamutihu. The Rabbi Eliezer is called Shamuti. Two explanations. Either he was a student of Shammai, and we know that Halakha does not follow Shammai, that's why they call him a Shamuti, a student of Shammai, or Shamute means he was excommunicated. Like the Gemara tells us in Baba Mitzvah's story, with the famous Tanur Shel Achnai, that the rabbis... Since Rabbi Eliezer did not agree to Rachamim's opinion, eventually they excommunicated him. And therefore, the halacha cannot follow somebody that is excommunicated. And furthermore, Yachid v'Rabim, halacha k'Rabim. Anyway, we know that the halacha always follows the majority. So the Rachamim were upset why these people would follow a minority opinion. And Rav Hoshaya said, She'ilit et Rabbi Yehuda gozer. I asked Rabbi Yehuda the Gozer, that's the way they used to call the Mohel in the olden days, a Gozer, the cutter. He says, I asked Rabbi Yehuda the cutter, the Amarli, and he told me, Mavui shelo nishtatefu bohava. No, that case that they carried the knife on Shabbat was in a Mavui, in an alley, that they did not make an Eruv. Ve'aitu mehaidesha, mehaidesha. And they brought the knife from one end of it to the other end, which means, according to this, it wasn't that they carried it in the public domain, and they didn't even carry it from the house to the chatzir. They were carrying a knife that was in the mavui already, and they carried it from one end to the other, even though the mavui did not have a roof. Now, this statement was made by the chatzir. Now, Rabbi Zerah heard this statement. And Rabbi Zerah was shocked because sometimes when he asked the rabbi the question of Aseh, can you carry in the Mavui, he told him, Ishtik, he kept quiet, he didn't answer. And then at another time, he explicitly said this whole story, proving that you can carry in a Mavui that does not have an Eruv. So Amar Leh, so Rabbi Zerah told Rabbi Aseh, Svira Leh Lemor Mavui Shilon Ashtatefu Bo, Mutal Taltel Bechulo, Rabbi, do you hold that it's permissible to carry in the mavui if you didn't make an eruv in it? The amar le'in. He said, yes, indeed. Amar le, so Rabbi Zerah said, ve'hazimnin ba'ay minach ve'lo amartli. Hachi, I asked you this question several times, you didn't answer me. So Rabbi Zerah continues and says, dilma agav shitfach lahitlach gamrach. So he told him that maybe what happened was that you started learning, and as the flow of your learning was going, so you remembered this halakha, meaning he was telling him maybe that once you started to learn some statements of Rish Lakish, like that was the story that he was quoting. The Gemara says, Rabbi says, said, Amar Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish meshum Rabbi Yehuda. So Rabbi Zerah said, once you got into the flow of quoting Rish Lakish, maybe this halakha came back to you. Meaning the reason why you didn't answer me this before, you forgot it. But once you got into the flow of quoting Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish's statements, this halakha came back to you. Literally it means, Dilma, maybe, agab shitfach, meaning perhaps through the flow of your learning, lahit la gemarach, your tradition came back to you, meaning you remember the law. Amar le'in. So Rav Aser said to Rabbi Zera, yes indeed, agab shitfach, rehitali gemari. To the flow of my learning, my tradition came back to me. So therefore, let's just review this story, what happened. The Rabbi Zera came to the Asay, asked him the question of the Mavui. Can you carry in a Mavui that there was no Eruv? Items that were in the Mavui from before Shabbat. He kept quiet. But at another time, he gave a whole story how it was permissible. So therefore, the Rabbi Zera said, what happened? So he says, probably, it came back to you as you were learning. In the flow of your learning, the episode came back to you. So therefore you see what? That the Gemara concludes according to this, at this point at least, it is indeed permissible to carry in the Mavui. Let's just review in the remaining minutes just some of the laws that came out of today's daf. We started in the Mishnah, the Bili Ezer said if you didn't bring the Izmal to circumcise the child, the Eid of Shabbat, you bring it on Shabbat in the public domain, revealed. The conclusion of the Gemara, why you bring it revealed is Mishum Hibub Mitzvah, in order to show the endearment of the Mitzvah. But in time of Sakana, you carry the knife concealed, but showing it to witnesses first, so no one will suspect you. And the Gemara concluded, witnesses don't mean regular witnesses, it means even the carrier himself, plus another person. Gemara said further that in the place of Rabbi Eliezer, they used to cut wood in order to make coals, in order to make the knife of the Milah on Shabbat. And we learned in the place of Rabbi Yosei Gilili, they used to eat poultry and milk, because they learned only on items that have mother's milk, b'charev imo, only on type of animals that have mother's milk is it shayach, milk and meat, but poultry does not have mother's milk, and therefore the chicken doesn't give milk, therefore there's no law of Basar b'halav. Rabban Shimon Gamaliel told us, any mitzvah that the Jewish people accepted, b'simcha, like milah, like the Pasuk says, sas anuchi al imratecha, therefore they're still doing it, b'simcha, meaning they're making parties for it. And any mitzvah that they accepted with quarreling, they're still quarreling, like the laws of Arayot, where they still quarrel today at the time of the Ketubah. Rabbi Shimon Gamaliel Azar said, any mitzvah that the Jewish people sacrificed their lives to die for, like Avodah Zarah, milah, they are still fulfilling that mitzvah today, as opposed to tefillin, where they did not sacrifice their lives for it, and therefore they do not fulfill the mitzvah in the proper way. Then the Gemara told us the story of Elisha Baal Kenafayim, how the miracle happened to him, that he took the tefillin off, and it turned into the wings of doves, symbolizing that the Jewish people are protected, like a dove protects itself with its wings, so that we are protected by our mitzvot. Last halakha, we said, in the name of Rabbi Abba, Barab Adam Rabbi Yitzhak, that one time they forgot to bring the knife in the Erev Shabbat, and they brought it over the roofs and over the Hatzerot. Well, we said this is not following Rabbi Eliezer, because he said you could bring it even in the Shuta Rabbim, and it's not following the Chachamim, because they say you can't even bring it through a rabbinical domain. We concluded it's going like Rabbi Shimon, that says roofs, enclosed areas called Karfifiyot and Chatzerot are all considered one domain that you can go from one to the other with vessels that were there before Shabbat. Meaning you go from the Chatzer to the Chatzer to the Karpef to the Gag, so long as the vessel was in one of those domains from before Shabbat, and that's what they did. Last din, the question was asked, and Mavui, that they did not make a Shituf. Can you carry vessels in the Mavui on Shabbat? So we said, is it similar to a chatzer, and just like a chatzer, everybody agrees, items that were in the chatzer from before Shabbat, you can carry in the chatzer. Or do we say, no, a chatzer is different for two reasons. Number one, a chatzer has four walls, therefore it's more a private domain, and furthermore, a chatzer has residents, and therefore it's more like a private domain. So the Gemara concluded in the name of Rav Aser, that indeed it is permissible to carry in the Mavui, even though it does not have an eruv, so long as the items are in the Mavui from before Shabbat. Baruch Amar Le'olam, Amen v'Amen.